Ramadan AM.
Ramadan AM 7:47 time, not playing with us this morning. Now, findings extracted from the COVID-19 National Small Business Survey post-level 5 lockdown released by the National Small Business Chamber highlights the continued pain experienced by small businesses coming out of level 5 of the lockdown. Now, we know that many businesses are impacted by the lockdown imposed, and also to try and reduce the spread of the virus. But how does this impact on small businesses, and when, will it form sort of when a form of normality at least will be kicking in? Let's talk to Mike Anderson. He is the founder and CEO of NSBC. Mike, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Gil. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.
It's only our pleasure. Now, we know that a survey was conducted worldwide to try and establish the impact of COVID-19 and the lockdown that it has on the various businesses. Just very quickly, what were some of the fundamental findings that came out of that survey?
Yeah, importantly, we do know that the pandemic has caused devastating consequences within the SME sector. And importantly, people need to know that, and sure many do, that almost two-thirds of our working population work in a small business. So it's not just the business owner who runs these small businesses, it's the workforce within. And, us as a nation, big businesses, government, we've really got to go behind and rally behind small business to keep them in business. And, of course, the big challenges now is that coming out of our survey is that more than 75% can get back to some form of normality only at level 2 and mostly at level 1.
Right.
And the key factor here is there's a lot of confusion and a lot of communicated confusion as possibly when this could come about.
Mm.
Now, we do know that there's some sectors more affected than others. Of course, the tourism and hospitality, retail sector to a large degree is of course, in dire straits. And and here again, in our survey, only 6% of small businesses that applied for funding have received funding. And this to us is extremely alarming because, of course, the big thing here is there's limited customer flow, there's poor cash flow, SMEs, small businesses cannot pay their landlords, they cannot pay their wages, they cannot pay their operating expenses. But more tragically, they just don't know when they will be able to do that.
But now, Mike, you mentioned the 6% of small businesses that have access to the funding. Why is that percentage so small, though?
The problem, as I think here, is again, is that the long turnaround time, the communication, the pretty much the unfair qualifying criteria has come out in a big way. Of course, there's certain compliances to SARS, which we're trying to alleviate and working with them. So I think these are the kind of factors that are coming out, and the delay is just too much. And, we expected it to be about 12 to 15%, and not 6%. And there's the big challenge. So what we need to do is urgently reassess all these applications. We are asking small business to resubmit applications. We're wanting the government to look closely at each one again, those that have been rejected for unfair reasons, because this is the first step that we need to take to alleviate these pressures. We created the COVID-19 Small Business Relief Center, and of course, if any of your listeners want to get access to that, they can email covid19@nsbc.africa. Our team is waiting to assist small business, no matter where you are, what industry sector you're from. And these are the kind of things that we are addressing to help our small businesses stay there, keep their workforce employed, and get through this pandemic.
I want to also just do, and I know you've touched on this as well, so the businesses that doesn't form part of that 6% and that doesn't have access to the relief funds, is it enough to sustain them for the upcoming months?
The problem here is that many small businesses that are applying are understanding that it's a grant and not a loan. So here again, there's another problem. So for example, if a small business gets access to a loan, a low interest loan, at some point soon, they've got to start repaying the loan and servicing this loan. And here again, even when the pandemic eases off and gets to level 1, how long is it going to take for normality really come back? And this is the big question.
Right.
For many, it may never come back, and we know that. You know, we're seeing casualties now every day. You know, we're seeing businesses that have been in business for 60, 70 years in a family who are going out of business. And this is my concern personally, and I'm getting all these emails, and I'm addressing them myself because it's really important to me. I'm very passionate about the survival of small business.
Yeah.
And here again, we're not talking about just the startup, someone who started a business in the last 6 months. We're talking about businesses that have been around for 60, 70 years,
right.
And they're just not getting assistance. These are businesses that are quality businesses, a great business model, but because of what they are doing, the pandemic is affecting them most, and of course they can't sustain. So on a loan basis, the problem here is that when normality does come back, these small businesses who've got loans are not going to be able to service these loans for months and possibly years to come.
Mike, just before I need to wrap it up with you quickly, you share that email address with us, COVID-19@NSBC.Africa.
COVID-19@NSBC.Africa, and our team is there to assist.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Mike. I'm going to have to leave it there. And also just cross over to Geoff Jacobs, who's from the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He's the president there. Geoff, thank you so much for your time. You know, time not playing with us this morning, but, you know, from your perspective, what impact did this national lockdown have on businesses, as you've heard in on the interview with Mike?
Good morning, Gulam, and good morning to your listeners. I think those are pertinent questions. From the Chamber of Commerce's perspective, it's probably too early for us to quantify the full economic impact of the lockdown. But there's no doubt, as Mike has pointed out, that level 5 restrictions and even level 4 restrictions have hit small businesses the hardest, particularly those engaged in tourism, accommodation, restaurants, hotels, B&Bs, etc. And of course, don't forget about the person running a hairdresser on the corner, or a person running a beauty salon in a suburb somewhere, or in one of the shopping centers. All of these small businesses have been impacted enormously by the lockdown. And then informal businesses as well, roadside food and vegetable vendors, gardeners, domestic workers, all of them directly impacted by COVID-19 and particularly by the lockdown on business.
Although from level 5 where we saw, you know, that small businesses are sort of being hit the hardest, but since the announcement of level 4, have we sort of seen some difference though?
There's been some difference. About 1 million workers have gone back to work, but I don't think that we're going to see any going back to the previous levels, to pre-COVID-19 levels, for a long time to come. So we have been asking the government, we've been saying consistently that the government needs to shift its strategy away from regulating as tightly as it has been, which businesses qualify as essential services, essential businesses, and allow businesses to determine the steps that they need to put in place in order to open up. So our call to government has been to adopt a far more liberal approach and to allow businesses to determine whether they can put the right health and safety protocols in place and whether they can then open up. We need to open up the economy far more aggressively than we're doing at the moment. And we do understand that there are health concerns. We do understand that the necessary safety and health regulations need to be put in place.
Yeah.
But our view is that business must monitor that and not the government as tightly as it is up to now.
In fact, I was just going to say now, you know, I can understand from an economic perspective, you know, with us having to reach some sort of normality with regards to businesses. But then at the same time, if you look at the Western Cape being the epicenter of this pandemic right now, we're standing on 4,049 cases. You also have to ask yourself the question, you know, how safe it really is.
Yeah, look, the Western Cape is a bit of an anomaly, and I think it's because they have a far more targeted approach and a far more intensive approach around screening and testing, and they're identifying hotspots and going to those hotspots. I'm not going to get into that discussion because the Chamber is not really qualified to comment on that.
No, we spoke to the Premier about that earlier,
We see the numbers because they have a far more targeted approach, and we appreciate the visibility, and we appreciate the steps that the Premier and his team are taking to get this pandemic under control. Will we see normality among small business soon? As Mike said in his previous interview, no question about it, it's going to take a long time, probably years, before we see anything close to the pre-virus levels. And as Mike has correctly pointed out, for some small businesses, I'm afraid they're never going to recover, and they will disappear along with all the jobs that they've provided.
Jeff, we're going to have to leave it there. Jeff Jacobs, the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Thank you for your time this morning.